Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Ashley Murray, a tour guide in Europe.
Ashley, welcome. Could you tell us what your work as a tour guide entails?
Absolutely. I still lead general introductory tours, but my main focus is what I call deep dives, which are specialized tours targeted at those with a scholarly interest in history or architecture.
So, what are some of the demands you face?
For me, it depends on the tour. On general tours, for example, you are giving visitors a basic historical and cultural canvas onto which they can then paint their own personal vacation experiences, whether that's eating gelato in a 15th century town square, taking a family photo on a picturesque bridge, or praying in an ancient temple. And thanks to the ubiquity of plane travel, you tend to be dealing with a greater diversity of people. You know, different generations, families, couples, varying cultural perspectives, and differing levels of knowledge regarding the town. Trying to weave a path through these elements that maintains everyone's interest takes considerable dexterity, especially if the tours last longer than a few hours, when people's thirst for knowledge begins to wane. There are many tricks of the trade, but one is to include a tale about a historical rogue or scoundrel, or weave in a story about a titanic battle. While we rightly frown upon conflict and outrageous behavior, people still love all the nitty-gritty and political machinations surrounding such historical events.
Interesting. Why did you decide to focus mainly on the more specialized tours? Are they more lucrative?
I can honestly say I would have chosen another career had I wanted to be rich. The fact is, I've always been academically oriented, and for the deep dives, the participants come armed with knowledge and passion, so they're fully prepared for and expect things to get pretty detailed. As such, I have to bring my A game in terms of preparation. I may be a glutton for punishment, but that's the kind of pressure I enjoy. Sometimes, though, a question will stump you. You can't fob people off with something like, "Oh, I think that building was destroyed during a bombing raid sometime in the war." One of the other participants may know the exact date or cause of the destruction, so it's better to put your hands up and admit it when you're not sure, then turn it into a discussion or learning point. Trying to bluff your way through is not the answer.
Good advice for many careers, perhaps. So, do you think most tourists appreciate the amount of work that goes into producing a satisfying tour?
What tourists see is just the tip of the iceberg, the smile, the passion, and what have you. But beneath the surface, there's, well, in Europe, there's a federation that works with local guide associations to advocate for best practices and ensure that standardized, high-quality services are offered to the stakeholders. In this case, the visitors. Under the auspices of a local association, would-be guides undertake a series of tests in order to become accredited. The associations and federation then offer ongoing support in a number of ways, such as keeping us abreast of the latest European tourism regulations, or offering courses to upgrade our skills, such as best practices for guiding in sacred sites, guiding people with learning difficulties, learning about sustainable tourism, and so on. And it's not simply one-sided. The ultimate focus is the tourist's satisfaction. The Federation is there to hold the associations and guides to account in the case of shortfalls or official complaints.
Well, that was fascinating. Thank you, Ashley.
My pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What is one challenge Ashley says he faces when leading general tours? Number 27. Why did Ashley decide to focus on specialist tours?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。